You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're living with diabetic macular edema, or DME, then you know it's not just about losing your vision. It's about losing access to life and the cherished moments that make life meaningful. With Vabysmo Faricimab SVOA, you can improve and protect your vision and rediscover that connection to the world. Vabysmo is an FDA-approved treatment for individuals with DME that improves vision and offers the chance of up to 4 months between treatments, which means getting back to doing the activities you cherish. Vabysmo is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection, active eye swelling, or are allergic to it. Vabysmo could cause eye infection, retinal detachment, temporary increase in eye pressure, an uncommon risk of heart attack or stroke, or severe swelling of blood vessels in the eye. Report changes to vision or eye pain to your retina specialist right away. So ask your doctor about Vabysmo as soon as you notice any vision changes. Visit Vabysmo.com or call 1-833-IG for patient assistance programs, cost, and full prescribing information.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Two-man rush. Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
There is no flag. Ole Miss
it's over.
Has won over LSU 55-49. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
A presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
And welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network. And I want to tell you that today's show is also sponsored by our friends at FanDuel. FanDuel is your go-to spot to bet on all sports across all landscapes. Right now, obviously, college football is wide open. They've got the latest odds, the easiest way to bet on your favorite college football team. That's FanDuel.com, and be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now back to the show. And everyone, welcome in. It is game week here in Oxford, and then of course the LSU Tigers are next on deck for Ole Miss. And we're happy to welcome in Matthew Bruni, who covers LSU for the Bengal Tiger on Three. That's an affiliate of On Three Sports and, of course, Rivals. And Matthew, we talked just a moment ago. This is a big one for both teams.
Yeah, definitely. I think both teams obviously come in here with undefeated and with high expectations on the year. But to this point, you know, neither one has played I know Clemson was ranked when LSU played them, but that was obviously, that one is aging like milk a little bit. But these are two teams that I think are going to be tested really for the first time in terms of top end SEC competition.
Let's first of all take a look at the offense, and I want to actually start at wide receiver. There's a player that Mississippians are very familiar with, and that's Xavion Thomas. Played at Mississippi State and was an incredible talent down in Starkville. How is he doing at LSU, and what do you foresee type of season he's had so far, and what are you kind of looking at down the road for him?
Yeah, he's been really good. Honestly, he's surpassed my expectations for this season. Last year, he had a significant role in the team. He was the main return man, and then in the offense, they utilized him in the short to intermediate game quite a bit. This year, I've been impressed with his ability to expand his game a little bit and to continue to round out what he's able to do at the receiver position. Garrett Nussmeier obviously trusts him and looks for him quite a bit. You have him and you have Aaron Anderson, who both are kind of, you know, 5'9", 5'10", kind of receivers that work well in the slot. So Xavion to this point, 11 catches, 115 yards, 2 touchdowns in 4 games. It's a really solid stat line, and he's someone that will factor into this game for sure.
Taking a look at this, since you brought up the quarterback, let's talk about Garrett Nussmeier just a moment. On a couple of Heisman Trophy preseason lists, he's still, you know, had a really good season so far. What are you kind of expecting out of him in Oxford? And do you expect him to tuck it and run very much?
Not as much. He is a much more pocket passer than I'd say probably 95% of quarterbacks in college football nowadays. But he is extremely accurate when healthy. He's extremely comfortable making some tough throws. The anticipation throws that he can make are the reason why he was high on draft boards and Heisman list going into the year. It's been, I would say, a slower start for him in the offense through 4 games because there's just been some continuity that they haven't had. I think on the offensive line, the question marks of replacing basically all 5 starters has been something they've monitored, and then the run game just hasn't really gotten going for them. So a lot's been put on Garrett's shoulders. He was battling an injury entering this season that he's overcame. So I think with him over that now and past that hump, he looked a lot better against Southeastern on Saturday and should be able to rip it, you know, this weekend without any, you know, hindrance or anything like that.
Yeah, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions this year, 94, 137. On the ground, you look at what LSU's been able to do in years past, they always have – a running back that kind of stands out. I know Durham is one that's had a pretty good year so far. Where is LSU in the running back room this year?
Yeah, Kane Durham is definitely still the go-to guy. He hasn't had the year that I think a lot of people were wondering. Honestly, a lot of it is because the offensive line is a work in progress and has been working through some of the kinks. But he's still a very talented player, someone who can make something out of nothing. He came in as one of the top 3 or 4 running backs in the conference. I'd still say he's in that top 5 range, even if the production hasn't been where most were expecting. So it's definitely the run game is something that in every game this year has been some kind of complementary to what LSU has been able to do with Garrett Nussmeier. So the hope is you can throw the ball to set up the run. They haven't been able to do that at a high level yet. So they've been some. It's hard to maintain consistency when you can't run the ball. So Durham's still very, very talented, and he's capable of making a guy or two miss and getting some extra yards where you don't expect him to.
Yeah, Caleb Jackson, Harlan Berry, and Jawan Johnson kind of round out who's carried the ball. Out of those three, who has surprised you the most?
Jawan Johnson, definitely. He is a guy who, out of high school 2 years ago, was a kind of dual threat quarterback to a degree. But you could tell he wasn't going to play quarterback at the college level, but he is an incredible athlete, someone who set a lot of Louisiana high school records in terms of what he could do on the football field at that level. And so with, you know, Durham being the main guy, they've needed a secondary back, and Harlan Berry is the number one running back in the country in 2025 class. So a lot of people assumed it'd be him, including myself, but Jawan Johnson has been fantastic. He's kind of carved out a niche role as a guy who understands pass protection. He can catch the ball. He can make a couple guys miss. He's really elusive. So he's probably the one that surprised me so far in the backfield.
I want to go back to the wide receiver room just for a minute. Ole Miss fans are very familiar with Barry and Brown, second on the team in receptions behind Anderson. How has he been this year?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's someone that Garrett Nussmeier trusts. What I liked about him, he transferred in from Kentucky. What I liked was that he is a real three-level player, someone who can catch the ball at the line of scrimmage or behind it, make someone miss. He can do the intermediates. He can do the deep ball. I think there's just he has a lot of talent. And for those who don't know, he is also the leading return man in the country in terms of kickoff returns for touchdowns. I believe he has five in his career, which is the most in the country right now. So it speaks to his elusiveness, his speed, his top-end talent. I think it's really something that LSU leans on. Him and Aaron Anderson are kind of the go-to guys at receiver right now.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video. This week, the Seattle Seahawks face the Arizona Cardinals in an NFC West showdown. How deep will Seattle test Arizona's defense? Can Arizona wear down the Seahawks front? It'll be an exciting game to show who has the most discipline on both sides of the ball. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party, TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Seahawks and the Cardinals, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Even if you're using prescription creams for your eczema, you still may be hearing this. That relentless itching that makes you want to scratch and scratch and scratch and scratch. When your moderate to severe eczema isn't well controlled, it's time to ask about Dupixent, dupilumab. Dupixent helps block a key source of inflammation inside the body that can cause eczema, helping adults stay ahead of it with clearer skin and less itch. Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor of new or worsening eye problems like eye pain or vision changes, skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor. Dupixent helps you feel the heal. See the difference for yourself. Talk to your eczema specialist, visit Dupixent.com, or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The questions around retirement have gotten tiring. Instead of asking, have you saved up enough? Shouldn't they be asking, what is it that you love to do? And how can we help you keep doing it? The truth is, you have no intention of slowing down. That's why your retirement plan should be more of an action plan, a hiking plan, a sailing plan, a music plan, a golf plan. The point is, no matter what your pastime, we can help make sure you never have to stop. Because at Lincoln Financial, we have the products and over 115 years of experience to help protect and grow your financial future so you can keep doing more of what you love. Make your pastimes last a lifetime at LincolnFinancial.com/action plan. Lincoln Financial, your tomorrow, our priority. Lincoln Financial, marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation, its insurance companies, and broker-dealer affiliate Lincoln Financial Distributors, Inc., copyright 2025, Lincoln National Corporation.
Quarterback, I know it's Nussmeier, kind of going back to the quarterback again. One player that Mississippi football fans remember is Michael Van Buren, who quarterbacked at Mississippi State. Have you seen him very much this year? And if so, what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, we saw him last week against Southeastern for the first time, and he looked good. He looked really sharp. Obviously, on that Mississippi State team, he had to kind of do a lot, and some of it was really good. Some of it was bad. He learned. He was a freshman. I think he goes to LSU with the hope of growing, learning, not having pressure on him for a year, and kind of just settling in. And then obviously with Garrett Nussmeier being a fifth-year senior, the hope is in 2026 he can step in and potentially be that starter for LSU. But, yeah, he looked good against Southeastern. I think there's a lot of positivity around him, and he's going to continue to kind of refine his game. This is a redshirt year for him, and he's going to kind of – he's in an interesting situation where you play in the SEC as a freshman, and then you transfer to go redshirt a year at LSU. So I think he's made the most of it.
You made mention the offensive line. I guess it's maybe a little early before you draw any drastic conclusions. A lot of transfers, just like, you know, everybody in the SEC. How has the offensive line been, and have they kept Garrett Nussmeier upright for the most part?
For the most part, it's definitely been, like I said before, a work in progress. With five new starters here, it's just they added two transfers out of the portal, their center and their right guard. The rest of them were all guys that have been developing for the past couple years. Nussmeier's he does a good job, I think, of sensing pressure, even though he's not really quick. I think he does an all right job at sensing the pressure and trying to roll. The right tackle spot's been a concern for LSU so far, but I think the bigger concern is the run game and the run blocking. That has been pretty abysmal so far. So if LSU can find any way to run the ball, if LSU's offensive line can get any kind of push, it's a plus. So the pass protection's been better than the run blocking, but it's still, like I said, all a work in progress.
LSU's always been kind of synonymous for defense. And, you know, Deshaun Womack is someone that Ole Miss picked up along with one more defensive back, and I'm
looking at Sage Ryan.
Neither have really taken that big step forward for Ole Miss. At least that's not from my standpoint. I've not seen them really solidify their positions. What was the overall, you know, thought process from the fans and the coaches and the media when those two players entered the portal and then would eventually end up at Ole Miss?
Yeah, two, I'd say, pretty differing opinions between the two. We'll start with the positive. Deshaun Womack, I think, was always a talented player at defensive end out of Maryland, Baltimore area. Very, very twitchy, quick. As a freshman, made a couple plays that had LSU fans really excited. But then last year just didn't wasn't able to get on the field in as much as I think he wanted to. And it resulted in him entering the portal. But still, I think a very talented player, someone that, you know, Ole Miss, I think, will hope to get going a bit this year. Off the edge, that would help their pass rush quite a bit. Sage Ryan had a really, really troubling, like, limited career, I'd say, at LSU is probably the way to put it. A guy who was a five-star out of Louisiana, a really, really high-rated guy that LSU and Alabama were fighting for till the very end. LSU gets him, and it ends up being a very, very lackluster career at LSU. And so they tried moving him from safety to corner to nickel to safety, and it never really stuck. He's not quite big enough or fast enough to really impact the game, at least in his time at LSU. So I think that was one that LSU fans were fine with. Deshaun Womack is clearly the bigger loss, I think, in LSU fans' mind.
Looking at the defense, I think that kind of starts with linebacker Whit Weeks, who, as you remember, Matthew, played an incredible game against Ole Miss last year in Baton Rouge. Made just seemed like he was on every single tackle.
I think he had like 20 tackles or something like that. Yeah.
And, yeah, it appears that West Weeks, I'm assuming, is his older brother. And then I think I saw maybe Zach Weeks is another is another brother. So there are a lot of weeks on the roster. I want to start with Witt, though. What makes him so good?
He is an incredible athlete. The speed, the tracking ability, the eyes. And then he's a ferocious tackler, a real, real headhunter in terms of a guy who really wants to go in there and get the ball, hunt the ball. He's fantastic to watch the way he can shoot gaps and get into the backfield and make plays. So I think even as a freshman 2 years ago, we saw flashes of it, but he was like, I'm just running around and trying to figure things out on the fly. Last year, we saw him settle in a little bit more. Still, he had some ups and downs, I'd say. He's clearly some highs where he'd get 15-plus tackles. And then sometimes he'd be out of position. This year, I think he's put it all together. Preseason, All-American, preseason, All-SEC guy, and he's lived up to the billing for sure.
Who would is Jack Pyburn, Patrick Payton, maybe? Is that who kind of would fill the void left by Womack?
Yeah, pretty much. That's those are the defensive ends that they look for. I'd say Patrick Payton is probably the one-to-one replacement in terms of a guy who can pass rush and be quick and get some pressures off the edge. Pyburn is more of a run stopper from Florida. Patrick Payton transferred in from Florida State, had a really good 2023 along with that undefeated team. Last year was kind of hit or miss, and Patrick Payton this year I think has been really, really good, even if the stats aren't overwhelming.
Looking on the defensive front, I know there's Patrick Payton, Bernard Gooden, both senior transfers, along with Ahmad Bro, Gabriel Relaford, who had a pretty good year last year as a freshman. Who's really standing out for you on the defensive front?
Yeah, so I would say Relaford, but he is set to miss this game against Ole Miss. He has shoulder injury, and they're going to see if it's how long exactly he'll be out. But he is out for this game. Like you said, a sophomore that has a lot of talent there. So a lot more pressure on Patrick Payton. But to answer your question, I would go down and say Bernard Gooden at defensive tackle has been tremendous. We saw him in fall camp, and he's really, really twitchy, a transfer from USF, a guy who's not super big, only about 6'1", maybe like 275, 280, but just finds ways to get in the backfield. He was tremendous against Clemson, always harassing Cade Klubnik, and I think he's someone that will continue to have a big role on this defense.
Outside of the Weeks brothers, Tylan Singleton, Davon Keys, have they seen a little bit of action?
Yeah, Keys and Singleton were kind of the twos behind West and Witt Weeks. Singleton's kind of a young athlete, made the transition from safety down. And then Davon Keys is a sophomore who comes from Aledo in Texas, which is one of the bigger and best high school football programs, and really, really polished player. So they round out the room nicely. It gives them a good linebacker core between those four.
Okay, we haven't talked about him, so let's do it. Harold Perkins Jr., he's being talked about specifically in Oxford circles. His son Taryn Perkins is kind of mirroring what we saw of the Harold Perkins when he was allowed to roam free. Then Brian Kelly kind of reeled him in and put him at some different spots and kind of limited him maybe last year or the year before. What are you seeing from Harold Perkins Jr. this year?
Yeah, this has been the year I think people have been waiting for to a degree. Obviously, freshman year, he was incredibly exciting. You know, he had all those sacks and the pass rushes and spies and whatnot, and they just threw him out there to the wolves, and he was awesome. Then his second year in 2023, he played kind of a Sam linebacker, kind of outside linebacker role, and he was still very, very effective. And I think he ended it with still 14 tackles for loss and whatnot. Then last year, he moved to inside linebacker, and like you said, kind of was reeled in a bit, didn't have any tackles for loss, but then tore his ACL four games in. This year is kind of a culmination of everything that he's done and been through. I think he's learned, and he understands what he can and can't do on the field, and now he's playing like a hybrid safety linebacker spot for them as kind of a fifth decent defensive back on the field. He's been awesome attacking the quarterback. He's been awesome in space. He is really, really aggressive right now, and I think he's someone that we have also seen take away the legs of Cade Klubnik and DJ Lagway. So that's the hope, and that's kind of the X factor, is can Harold Perkins continue to bother these mobile quarterbacks and kind of neutralize them a little bit.
Ole Miss fans, can you feel the football frenzy? Weeks now into the college football season, the NFL has started up too, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Ole Miss currently features the SEC's leading rusher and receiver. Next up for the Rebels is Arkansas. Will Kewon Lacy again find the end zone? Will Harrison Wallace go over 100 yards receiving? All-time Ole Miss great DK Metcalf and the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. Will DK go higher or lower his projected 12.55 fantasy points? I think that's an easy hire. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We'll get to the entire secondary in just a moment, but a player that Ole Miss was really in on is a Mississippi product, P.J. Woodland. How has he been to you? How's he kind of stood out?
Yeah, he's been one of the most surprising players, I'd say, on this entire defense this year. And that's not to say he's not talented. I was very high on him as a prospect. He was arguably the best player in Mississippi, just in terms of like a high school player, just the impact that he had at the high school level. He did it on both sides of the ball, return man. He was doing everything out there. So a fantastic high school player. LSU gets him as a high three-star guy. And last year he played a bit. We figured he would. But this year when they brought in DJ Pickett, a five-star, they brought in two other cornerback transfers. It was unclear if he was going to stay, if he was going to be able to carve out a role. And he's not only done that, but he's been the starter for four games. He's been tremendous. I really am impressed with the way he's been able to hold on to that job. And even with DJ Pickett, a 6'4", five-star right behind him, he's done a terrific job throughout the year, being able to play man and do his job well.
Overall, how's the secondary done this year? I know with the transfer of – there were some, you know, pros and cons about the transfer of Sage Ryan, but where is the secondary at overall to you?
Yeah, they spent, you know, whatever they had to spend. They hit the portal, and they went and got some dudes in the portal that helped them quite a bit. A.J. Halsey and Tamarcus Cooley as safety, both of them very, very high-level players that – do their job. A.J. Halsey was all Big 12 first team last year at Houston, comes over. Tamarcus Cooley was a super effective player at NC State. So they lock down the safety spots. Then you have Mansoor Delane, transfers in from Virginia Tech, who's been one of the best corners in the country to this point. And then, like I said, P.J. Woodland and D.J. Pickett kind of round out the room in terms of the cornerbacks there. So you feel really good. You have another four-star guy in Deshaun Spears, who's a sophomore this year as well. So they just are really, really talented, and I think have been biggest difference from last year this year.
You know, Lane Kiffin, you heard it, Matthew, talked about how I don't think it was a shot, but he said, you know, LSU did what they needed to do from a financial standpoint and secured some of the best talent in the secondary. I think on paper it's one of the best secondaries in not only the conference but the country. Are they playing like it?
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, Clemson has fallen off a cliff quite a bit since they played, but in that game, they completely blanketed those receivers, which is a talented receiver room. Florida had some speed and some guys who could beat you if you weren't sharp, and LSU's defense was terrific. Obviously, five interceptions against DJ Lagway. This secondary has been everything that I hoped it could be, and now we get to see them against Ole Miss, who clearly is one of the best offenses and passing attacks, as they are every year under Lane Kiffin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video. This week, the Seattle Seahawks face the Arizona Cardinals in an NFC West showdown. How deep will Seattle test Arizona's defense? Can Arizona wear down the Seahawks front? It'll be an exciting game to show who has the most discipline on both sides of the ball. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party, TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Seahawks and the Cardinals, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Even if you're using topical prescription creams for your child's eczema, you still might be hearing this. That relentless itching that makes them want to scratch and scratch and scratch and scratch. When their moderate to severe eczema isn't well controlled, it's time to ask about Dupixent, dupilumab, which isn't a cream, steroid, or immunosuppressant. Dupixent helps kids as young as 6 months stay ahead of their eczema with clearer skin and noticeably less itch. Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor of new or worsening eye problems like eye pain or vision changes, skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor. Dupixent helps your child feel the heal. Ask your child's eczema specialist. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I don't know if slow is the right word, but it feels like the offense is off to a bit of a slow start. With everything coming into the season, we knew how good Garrett Nussmeier is, Barry and Brown at receiver, Xavier Thomas, Caden Durham, offensive line. Obviously lost some, but had some great transfers coming in. What do you think has kind of led to the somewhat slow start on offense?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned earlier, but the offensive line struggling to run block has kind of made them inconsistent and kind of one-dimensional at times. Garrett Nussmeier also early in the season was battling a little bit of a torso injury. So as a quarterback, he wasn't able to fully, I think, let it rip the way he wants to.
But you believe he's good to go 100%, right?
Yeah, so last week was apparently, again, according to coaches and according to Brian Kelly and even Garrett Nussmeier, last week was the first time he felt at 100% this year. And he looked like it. He looked like a very, very different player in terms of what he had been through 3 weeks. So he's good to go. I think that gives them the ability to take some more deep shots, because before that, through 3 weeks, he was really limited to just throwing within about 15 yards, 20 yards. And so now the hope is, all right, we can take a top off of defense. We can balance things out. We don't have to just rely on screens and short stuff as much. So, yeah, it's a little bit of everything. Offensive line, you know, Nussmeier, them trying to just find an identity. And this is a big game, obviously, because we know Ole Miss is going to put up points. So LSU is going to have to match it to a degree.
Looking at the schedule, and I think every team in the SEC is kind of mapping out, okay, what is our path to the college football playoff? If we get to 9-3, what are the three losses? If we get to 10-2, 11-1, where are our losses? How does the schedule kind of pan out when you look at it sitting right now at 4-0? Obviously, LSU coming up on Saturday. Feels like two games, Carolina and LSU and Vanderbilt, or should I say Carolina and then Vanderbilt coming up in the following 2 weeks. Then you get, all of a sudden, you get A&M, Alabama, Arkansas, Western Kentucky, and Oklahoma. How does the schedule kind of line up for you, and kind of how do you navigate it if you're LSU trying to get to either, I think, 10-1 undefeated, or maybe, 11-1, 10-2, or maybe undefeated?
Yeah, so like you said, 10-2 is kind of the range where you want to get to make the playoffs. This is a huge game, this Ole Miss one. But regardless of the outcome, you have, like you said, a slew of SEC games coming up that you're going to have to win. I mean, South Carolina at home, we've seen them struggle so far this year. You got to win that one. At Vanderbilt, which Vanderbilt obviously has been a very good team this year, that's going to be tricky. All the road games in the SEC are hard, so at Vanderbilt, home against A&M, that's a series where the home team has won, I think, the past nine meetings. So you favor LSU, but clearly A&M is talented. At Alabama, that's one going into the season that most people penciled as a loss. Maybe it is still a loss, but Alabama has, you know, not looked as good as I think most were expecting. And then you end it with Arkansas, Western Kentucky, both should be wins at home, and then at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's been good. So you look at the toughest games on the schedule: at Ole Miss, I'd say home against A&M, at Alabama, and at Oklahoma. Between those four games, can you go 2-2?
Right.
That's going to be the challenge, and I think a lot of it hinges on, you know, if they can win this week against Ole Miss, you build yourself a cushion, you build yourself some room for error that, you know, frankly, they didn't have last year. Last year, they lost to USC week one, and it immediately put them behind the eight ball. So when you lose to Florida and A&M and then Alabama, you're out. So this is a big game, and I think that's kind of the path moving forward is, can you win two of those four really tough games? And honestly, it might be 3 out of 5 if you include at Vanderbilt.
Final question for you today. Matthew Bruni does a great job covering LSU for On3 Sports. This game, I mean, the line's kind of been all over the place. It's been plus LSU, I think 1.5, then it's plus Ole Miss, 1.5, and I think eventually it'll probably end up being a pick'em. What do you think coming into the game on Saturday?
Yeah, it's really tough for me to handicap and pick at this point, because I do think these two teams will be challenged in a way they have not been challenged before. LSU's defense will be challenged by the best offense that they faced, I think, by a considerable margin. And also Ole Miss's offense will be challenged by the best defense that it's faced, I think, by a considerable margin. So a lot we don't know. I do think LSU's defense is legitimate. I think the athletes are legit, so I could see this being a little lower scoring than what most people would think, just in terms of the quarterback play in this game and the offensive minds in this game. I don't, as a score, I'd put it somewhere around that 24-21 range. If I had to say one right now, I have to put in my picks at some point Thursday or Friday, but so. Just on first glance, I'd say 24-21. I lean LSU just because I think the defense is legitimate. I think Garrett Nussmeier, now that he's healthy, can make a couple plays to get it done.
It's Matthew Bruni, does a great job covering LSU for the Bengal Tiger. That's, of course, an On3 affiliate. Be sure and follow him on Twitter /X at Matthew Bruni. That's Brune underscore. Matthew, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thanks for having me, Brad. Anytime.
Went by fast. College football goes by faster. The regular season is only 14 weeks, just 3 days a week. That's it. So cherish every over and under before it's over on FanDuel. With live betting from the first down to the final whistle. Because before you know it, parking lots will just be for parking again.
All customers get a no-sweat bet on any college football game this week. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003, looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family, KessingerRealEstate.com, and Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate to Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555, or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Custom t-shirts, quarter zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com, give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or a jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-Whites offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-Whites, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. Whites, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxy, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxy wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to DeadSoxy.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to DeadSoxy.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Sock Subscription Program with Dead Soxy. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways, that's of course your long dress socks, or the more casual option, like the beer showers, all aboard the Lane Train, Drip and the Sip, all names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, deadsoxy.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at deadsoxy.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways, is on sale now, and it is a great price. deadsoxy.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's deadsoxy.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Connie's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Connie's is perfect for just about every occasion. Connie's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about this, the little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Arriva is your local high-speed internet and voice provider. With 9 locations in 2 states, Arriva is building the ultimate network to power high-quality, secure, affordable, fast connections. Whether it be your telephone or gig internet connection, Arriva provides what you need to connect, just like they have for over a century. Arriva is driven by a mission to connect lives and strengthen communities through world-class broadband service. Their roots trace back to humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, where the business was born with an unwavering commitment to service and connection. Today, as a family-run business spanning multiple states, they honor that legacy while embracing innovation and growth. Arriva believes in the power of connection. They're dedicated to delivering exceptional service, supporting the communities they serve, and empowering brighter futures. Sign up today and save $5. It's easy. Go paperless and get a one-time bill credit of $5. Want to save even more? Sign up for AutoPay and receive a one-time bill credit of $5. For more information, give the Bruce office a call today, 662-983-4343, or go online to goarriva.com. Arriva.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the Vaught to the Pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.
The questions around retirement have gotten tiring. Instead of asking, have you saved up enough? Shouldn't they be asking, what is it that you love to do? And how can we help you keep doing it? The truth is, you have no intention of slowing down. That's why your retirement plan should be more of an action plan. A hiking plan. A sailing plan. A music plan. A golf plan. The point is, no matter what your pastime, we can help make sure you never have to stop. Because at Lincoln Financial, we have the products and over 115 years of experience to help protect and grow your financial future so you can keep doing more of what you love. Make your pastimes last a lifetime at LincolnFinancial.com/action plan. Lincoln Financial, your tomorrow, our priority. Lincoln Financial, marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation, its insurance companies, and broker-dealer affiliate Lincoln Financial Distributors, Inc., copyright 2025, Lincoln National Corporation.
At Walden University, we get the W. We're not here to have our hands held. We're here to lend ours. Because we want to create positive change on the world around us. And Walden University teaches us the skills to make it happen on our time. Now, it's your time. Learn the skills, make an impact, get the W. Walden University, set a course for change. Visit waldenu.edu to learn more. Certified to operate by Chef.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team, and the Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Digital cues and prices jumping at checkout can get in the way of you and a great seat. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. It's easy to use, and the Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. You can snag new ticket deals before anyone else by following your favorite teams or get a panoramic view of the view from your seat, all right from the app. Plus, you can save even more with zone deals by choosing a section and letting Game Time choose the seats. No matter what, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying sports tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.